So Social Security is actually just a part of a system of economic security that I fight for. And I started my work in outreach HIV clinics in Chicago and Washington, D.C., working in public health. And many times my clients were some of the most complex, difficult cases, you know, mental health issues, active substance use issues, HIV positive, hepatitis C. I dealt with refugees and victims of state-sponsored torture. And I mean, like, this is the reality. This is like why Elon Musk's empathy is the bad thing. You're like, empathy is the good thing. Caring for people is what makes us great. It's why people want to come to America. But in that, I saw how broken policy was. I didn't even know what policy was. I thought, you know, I could be a doctor or a lawyer. Then I learned there's this thing called policy, and that's like the actual laws under things. So I moved to Washington, D.C. to get my master's in policy, specifically focusing on health and the pharmaceutical system and dismantling the pharmaceutical system that and replacing it with one built on public health. But what I understood is that drug prices, guaranteed healthcare, so Medicare for all, right? All of this is sort of under this rubric that you can understand through the Social Security Act or the original New Deal. If you listen to Francis Perkins talk, they were trying to create a system of guaranteed health as part of the New Deal. And unfortunately, the billionaires at the time were able to bargain it off the table. Francis Perkins would be really disappointed that 90 years later, we still don't have guaranteed health for everyone in this country. But it's all part. So whether we allow pharmaceutical corporations to charge us the highest drug prices in the world so people die because they can't afford their medicines, right? Just that concept. Oh, yeah, well, you know, I guess that person's going to have to die because they can't afford the insulin that they need. And you're like, no, maybe we should say as a society, we've failed to create a system where everyone who needs insulin, a drug that's over 100 years old, that costs pennies to produce, doesn't have access to insulin and any other drug that they need. What I know is that the vision of the New Deal, that ever-expanding system of economic security, and excluding Wall Street from it, right? Saying, no, you can't profit from this system. That's where we as working people could find power and build power to not just create Social Security and expand Social Security, but much more than that. Remember, like, how I talked about they created the minimum wage as part of the new. So obviously we need to increase the minimum wage. When we face those levels of income and wealth inequality back then, we did these things. Now that we face them again, we need to increase the minimum wage. We need to increase the right of workers to collectively bargain and form a union. And we need to expand Social Security. We just pay for it by getting billionaires to pay the same rate as the rest of us. So my passion is actually for a system that works for the people who actually do all the work, and not for the billionaires who just extract. And when we have a system that works for the majority of us, for the people, and not just for this, you know, these 800 billionaires, the select few, that's when we can do great things. That's when we create greatness, is when our system is working for us and not the billionaires. So we're at socialsecurityworks.org. You can find us on all of the socials, at Social Security Works. So we like Blue Sky, Facebook, we're on X as well. But also right now, I would invite people to go to handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Right now, it's focused on this bill towards the April 5th protests, but there'll be a lot more there as well. So handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Find us on social media, Social Security Works, and our website, socialsecurityworks.org.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.